The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
According to the Pittsburgh Public Schools website, only 15% of Pittsburgh Public School students who enter ninth grade earn a higher education degree.
They also state, if this trend continues, students will struggle to earn a living in today's economy, and the city of Pittsburgh will struggle as well.
We are Symphony Kendrick,
Dawnshe Pollard,
and Malik Barber.
What are Pittsburgh Public Schools doing to alleviate these low percentages, and how can they improve them?
We spoke to 5 students in a variety of schools in the district about what type of support they have gotten.
In a lot of the classes, we were connecting what we were learning to the world globally.
I want to say my school gave me support. They brought in outside support.
We had CTE programs, which was culinary, cosmetology, business.
The students who wanted to go to college, they gave them as much support as possible. And the students that didn't, they didn't support them at all.
I think my school really was like there 100% just to like get me where I needed to be.
We spoke to Tiffany Crumby, a Pittsburgh Public School substitute teacher, about how schools often have to rely on outside organizations to fulfill this need.
Unless the school does it as a whole, they may have to do something outside of the school system alongside another organization. Most things like that, the teacher would suggest to the student.
Liana Maniz, a youth organizer for A-plus schools, spoke about the observations they were able to make in their evaluations of various schools.
A lot of students have reported that they don't even know what some of their requirements are. A lot of them don't know what their GPA is. We've heard students report that there were lines out the door of a counselor's office. So we know that they're not in front of who they need to be always, and it changes, again, by school.
Maniz also commented that a large part of the problem with students not getting the support they need is because they do not have access to the appropriate resources.
These conversations also seem to indicate that depending on the school, the resources, career path chosen, and teacher availability. Approaches vary. By contrast, City Charter High School offers a structured career readiness program.
Peter Jenkins is a City Charter High School teacher who has specialized in career readiness for 6-plus years. He spoke about City High's motto and mission and how it is beneficial to the students.
The mission and goal of a career readiness course is to make sure that students are prepared for life beyond City Charter High School by making sure they have had opportunity to research career goals, making sure that they understand how they can reach those particular goals as far as education and training are concerned, and then looking at what it takes to actually attain those particular types of educational or training career goals, direct to work options, even possibly the military.
For Mr. Jenkins, it all comes down to fundamental awareness.
Every student needs to know, how are you going to get a job? How are you going to retain a job? How am I going to advance within my career field? No matter what you're doing, if you plan on going into the working world, you need to be able to understand those basic things.
City High prepares their students for their future by arranging off-site internships.
If we find a good fit that allows a student to be able to go into an internship knowing that it's matched with their specific goals and their interests, that student gets a taste of whether or not they really want to pursue that particular type of field. And if the student gets there and they say, this is not what I thought it was going to be, then the student has an ability to refocus and start to look at what they really might want to do instead.
It's clear that there is a gap between what students want and need and what schools are able to provide.
Providing the opportunity for students to explore their futures after high school much earlier and providing the right resources can help to better prepare them for post-graduation.
Because without a person there helping you, it's kind of hard to do it all on your own.
Let's make sure all of Pittsburgh students are ready for their future.
Ready, set, go.
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.